Yeah, I guess for Nadal, what's that like living with Brooke right now? And if you could kind of summarize what your season was like, knowing you came from South Africa, where obviously you had so much pressure on you as a number one junior.
Yeah, it's been a really crazy season. I'm so grateful for Brooke's family for taking me in. They've been really, really, really nice to me, and have really supported me throughout this time, asking me if I need anything. So I really appreciate what they've done for me. And it's been really cool. I've been playing tennis with Brooke's sister. We play basketball. Lots of schoolwork, definitely, but still working out. And I'm so lucky that they have like a little bit of a net in the garage because I've been working technically on my swing, which I don't think I would have had time because of like postseason. So I'm really doing a lot of little things in my swing. The judge being crazy as a freshman. I think you always dream about, well, I did, obviously wanting to help your team win a national championship and just playing postseason. Kind of crazy how it ended, but I would, obviously, I want everyone to stay safe, especially my teammates. And coaches, so I think it's the best thing like they could have done for us. So we started the beginning of the year. It was really fast. We got straight into qualifying, and I really enjoyed the full season. I had a couple of good finishes, like in the Bahamas and especially at the Annika. I struggled. I think three of the six tournaments. I really had one bad round that took me out. So I've really been working hard with Swimmer and Mike to like get rid of that one big score. But overall, I really enjoyed the season. College golf is so much fun. I love spending time with my team and my coaches. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I have because I didn't even visit when I came. I just came straight out of the gate. It was my second time in America. So I've loved it over here.
Yeah, I think for us, it was we had a pretty good fall as well, finishing in the top three four times. And we weren't playing our best to start the spring season, having a couple of bad rounds and then having to have some withdrawals and throughout the first couple of events. But obviously we're really disappointed. I felt like as a team we were starting to make some good strides, starting to play a little better. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty disappointing the way that it ended, but now with the ruling that the NCAA has made that us four seniors have a chance to come back and kind of redo our senior year is it's I think it's going to be end up being really good for us, granted that everything works its way out in the end.
Mason, are you back home in Oklahoma? Have you made the decision to go ahead and come back next year already?
Yeah, I'm back home in Oklahoma. I left right after I finished the McKinsey School qualifier or McKinsey Tour qualifier. So I've been here about 2.5 weeks now. We actually just had our first positive test just the other day. So stuff's starting to close down here as well. Luckily, the golf course is still open.
Oh.
So I've been able to get out and play a few rounds here and there by myself most of the time. But yeah, I think I've been talking to Coach about it, and I think it probably isn't in my best interest to come back. Granted that all the scholarship stuff gets worked out, which we're still waiting to see on that. But yeah, I think I will come back for another year and try to see what kind of damage we can do next year with three of us guys coming back and then all the guys that we'll have in next year as well.
Okay. When you said first positive test, did you mean the Kingfisher proper or right the area?
In the town of Kingfisher.
Oh.
It's a pretty small town, so we've been able to kind of delay our progress, I guess, with this. Just we don't get many visitors, which is, I mean, been kind of a blessing, to be honest with you. But yeah, we had our first person just the other day.
Okay. Kajal, I had a question for you too. Did you contemplate looking at the flights to connect to get back home, or how did that go down?
Yeah, I was looking. It was, I mean, obviously it was my parents and my decision both to stay. I think in South Africa especially, the resources aren't the best. And the virus hadn't really gotten there yet, but we knew it was going to come. So I knew that, like, the question was, where is it safest for me to be? And flying for about 30 hours, like the odds of you getting it are extremely high, even when you fly through Europe, which I didn't want to do because it was really bad there. So that's why I decided to stay.
Okay, and I know you were asked about your time here so far, but could you have imagined maybe a wilder couple of months, in your first permanent months here in the States?
No, not. I could never have seen this coming. It was crazy how it happened. We were on the golf course and we got the message that the national championships were obviously canceled, and like we're switching to online school. It all happened within 2 days. Because we had just come back from the tournament in South Carolina and were preparing to go to Arizona. So it was super crazy how it happened in 2 days.
Yeah, I guess I just ask Kajal, how often do you get to talk to your family? Do you guys, just talk on the phone or FaceTime or Zoom? I don't even know what all the things kids can do these days, but are you able to stay in pretty good touch with your family?
Yeah, I talk to them every day. I'll phone my mom and dad and sister together, and I also have a brother, but he's in Cape Town, which is about a two-hour flight from where I live at home. So he's alone in his apartment because he also didn't want to fly. So I talk to them every day, just about how things are. Obviously, they check in the news every second of the day here to see what's going on. Obviously, all our safety is the most important. And I'm really glad that they're safe at home. They can't go anywhere outside the house. It's like a 21-day lockdown back at home. So we know, I know that they're safe, which is a good thing.
And then with Brooke, we're all pretty good friends anyway. I mean, I'm sure you're friends, everybody on the team, but just how nice is it to be, with a family and not, I don't know, be in a dorm room in an apartment or something like that? And how has maybe your all's relationship grown through all this?
I'm so grateful for Brooke's family. They've taken me. I met her parents a couple of times when they came to watch at tournaments, so I was really grateful to have known them going into this. But I mean, I've become really good friends with Brooke. She's an amazing person. She's an amazing leader on the team. I've really gotten a lot closer to her this last, you could say, 2 weeks. But even before that, I was really good friends with her. Like, we hang out outside of golf. So I'm really lucky. She's got a lovely family. Her mom and her dad have been super helpful, and her sister's also been really nice. I've really gotten close to her as well, which is really nice. So I'm coming out with another friend as well.
This is Tom Murphy again. I did have one last question for Kajal. What's the spread been like in South Africa? I haven't kept up with that at all.
I think there are about just over 1,000 cases now. Is the 21, and I think it's day 6 of the 21-day lockdown, so that's really stopped the spread from what we can tell, but I don't think that the testing has also been great down there, so I'm sure the numbers are higher than what they say, but I think it's just over 1,000 now.